This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The city of Denver could end up paying more than $4.7 million to more than 300 protesters who were arrested during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Those arrested argued the city only targeted protesters, not other people, for violating curfew. They say that violated their First Amendment rights. The case is the latest in a series of costly claims involving Denver police dating back to the 2020 protests, including $14 million in damages awarded to protesters. City Council is set to approve the claim Monday. The U.S. District Court will need to approve the settlement. A festival to celebrate and uplift the Latinx community kicked off Thursday in Aspen. CPR's Rachel Esterbrook reports it includes a community day on Sunday with a big name performer.
It's the second year for the Raisado Festival. It includes panel discussions, music, cooking, film, and a fashion show. Organizer Monica Ramirez says some free seats are available, and Sunday's event featuring the band Los Lobos is open, and you won't need a ticket.
There are folks who are setting up tents as we speak, and there are folks who are working in the hotels and restaurants who are supporting. And we didn't want them to just hear about it. We wanted them to experience it and to be part of it and to feel like it's theirs too.
Panels will also be live streamed, like a discussion on economic security and another on the Latinx community's role in environmental sustainability. Rachel Esterbrook, CPR News.
Come to CPR.org to find more about what's going on around our state today and into the weekend.